Good morning, dear Aurelians, guests and volunteers, and greetings to all the listeners all over the globe. Today is Monday, 26th of May, and right now here in Auroville is hazy on 31 degrees Celsius, with a promise of another hot day ahead of us, whereby temperatures will be ranging from low of 29 to high of 39 degrees Celsius with heat index on 43. Forecast says hot with clouds and sun, a thunderstorm in spots this afternoon, and mainly clear over the night. Southerly winds at 14 km per hour with gusts of 29 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is again on 10, which is an extreme. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 13%. New moon is on Wednesday, 28 in Gemini. The new moon in Gemini on its own brings awareness around the mental energy, intellect, logical thought, rational mind, information, learning and sharing knowledge, as well as conveying interesting ideas. There's a strong focus on the reasoning mind now. The new moon in Gemini brings each in touch with the playful curious aspect, which is eager to learn and experience. Interesting facts, stories of information provides nourishment to this inquisitive part of self. Yet, quiet down and be still, connect with your soul, spirit and the divine and ask for the answer. Auroville Electrical Service Team informs us that today, from morning 9 a.m. to evening 6 p.m., because of monthly maintenance work at Trichy Trumbalam substation, there will be no electricity. They advise us to keep our standby system ready for use. Tonight at 6:30 p.m. we can participate in Evolutionary Café at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, where hosts David and Uli are continuing with ongoing interactive collective exploration, hoping to come with some new solutions for the problems we currently face. On Wednesday, also at Unity Pavilion at 4:30 p.m. we are invited by the Study Group on Selection and the Resident Assembly Service to a general meeting to introduce to us new Auroville Council and Working Committee. On the same day, EcoFem also invites us to Menstrual Hygiene Day celebration between 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. at Visitor Center next to Dreamers Cafe. They would like to start the conversation and learn how to make our own reusable pads. On Saturday, 31st of May, with Electro Gypsy Wow, we will have a chance to witness the acoustic electronic live dance fusion of Gypsy, Flamenco and other ethnic sounds with many Auroville musicians, where we are invited, of course, to join them in the way of shaking our bodies on chosen rhythms. Where? Yet to be known. And from Auroville Art, it's a new exciting news that Magza is finally out. Issue number 8 of Auroville's most irregular appearing art and culture magazine. The topic this time is Pondyville Aurocherry. The printed issues can be picked up at PTDC, but they will be also available for sale at the visitor center. In case if we are not in Auroville and would like them to post you a few copies, send them a mail to magzao@auroville.org. The magazine is provided for free as printed version within Auroville. All issues can be downloaded as PDF for free on magzao.wordpress.com, but you are free to donate on the account number 251282, or you can just read it online on auroville.artservice.org/magzao_8_pondyville_aurocherry/. Due to summer heat, the video library will be open only in the morning between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. from Monday to Saturday. This new schedule will start from 1st of June to 31st of September. Service will be closed in the afternoon and on Sunday and during holidays. They apologize for inconvenience and they wish us all a nice summer. Eco Service recently received feedback via conversation with someone who had talked with someone, etc., that when the Eco Service workers were collecting the waste on this day at this location, they were observed taking segregated waste and putting it all into one big sack, effectively canceling all the conscientious work done by the householder to segregate. How discouraging is that? And it makes people angry to witness it. It also makes the managers at Eco Service angry to hear this happen. So how we can solve this? It is a call for participation from anyone who sees anything going on wrong when the waste is being collected. It's impossible for them to know what is happening on site unless they hear from us, as they want the service to be as useful and correct as possible. So this one is an appeal to everyone who uses Echo Service to send an email or make a call when things go wrong and help them to keep the service on the right track. So for all complaints, we can contact Julianne on email gchvat@gmail.com or we can call her on 944-206-7481. And Echo Service also says that they need to hear from us and they will welcome any way to make this service to serve us better. From Visitor Center, the cafeteria come an announcement that cafeteria and laissez-faire are closed from today until Friday, 30th of May for maintenance and break. They're also sorry for the inconvenience caused. Well Paper is developing new products made of cardboard rolls. Echo Service do not have these supplies, so they're asking us to share with them any possible source for cardboard rolls. The Precrèche is looking for volunteers without maintenance to work with small children for the 2014-2015 school calendar year. If you're interested or if you know someone who is interested, then call Marie Angel on 262-3072 or write to Patrick Marie Angela at yahoo.fr with a fully resume. At present in Orville, the hand, foot and mouth disease is going around amongst children below 10, especially the smallest ones. Symptoms are high temperature, fever, usually around 38 to 39 degrees Celsius, loss of appetite, skin rash on feet, hands, burn and in the mouth ulcers and sore throat. They can only eat liquid food because of this. There is no medicine for this except Calpol to lower hot fevers. This disease peaks in Southeast Asia, especially in early summer, every year. It spreads through the droplets in people's breath. Most cases of hand, foot and mouth disease do not require medical attention as the symptoms will pass within 7 days without the need for treatment. And at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian family thriller, Visual, made in India in 2013 by writer and director G2 Joseph. Tomorrow they will screen a German drama, Until Nothing Remains, made in Germany in 2010 by director Niki Stein. And on Wednesday we can see a cultural documentary, History, Red Obsession, which was made in Australia, China, France, UK, Hong Kong in 2013 by writer and director David Roach. And Don Miguel Ruiz wrote, "Once we have awareness, we have a choice. If we could have the awareness all the time, we could change our routines, change our reactions and change our entire life." And the mother said, "Let us always do the right thing and we shall be quiet and happy." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.